Okay, so that's the view from Europe. Now for some perspective on how U.S. military planners and policymakers view the mission in Libya, we turn to NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
So as we just heard, several European countries are sending military advisors. The U.S. is not doing that. Tell us more about what the U.S. is doing.
Well, the U.S. has just decided to send what it calls non-lethal aid, basically no weapons of any kind, but up to $25 million of tents, armored vests, binoculars, and also packaged meals, things like that.
Okay, so packaged meals, binoculars. I mean, let's be clear, this is not weapons, non-lethal aid that they're sending to the opposition. What is the hope for what this will achieve?
Well, President Obama said through his spokesman he believes this will help the rebels, but again, NATO's not giving the rebels any kind of weaponry, and even if they did, as our correspondents and other news media have reported from Libya, the rebel forces are few in number and really not a competent fighting force. Even if you gave them weapons and training, it would take a long time to get them up to speed.
Okay. Well, one thing that President Obama has firmly ruled out is sending U.S. ground forces. I want to play for you what he said in his address to the nation. This is back on March 28th. And the president said, no question, everyone would be better off without Gaddafi in power.
But broadening our military mission to include regime change would be a mistake. If we tried to overthrow Gaddafi by force, our coalition would splinter. We would likely have to put U.S. troops on the ground to accomplish that mission, or risk killing many civilians from the air.
Okay, so the president has made clear no U.S. troops on the ground. But Tom, I mean, both with this new $25 million in U.S. assistance, with European countries sending in military advisors, it does seem as though the Western powers are getting more involved in the conflict. I mean, we just heard the question raised in Eleanor's story there. Is this mission creep?
You know, I think it is. NATO's clearly moving more and more in the direction of the rebels, but it's in very small steps. And the problem is the fighting is now at a stalemate. You know, you have Gaddafi riding around Tripoli, pumping his fists in the air. His forces are hunkered down in the cities with their armored vehicles and around schools and hospitals. So that makes it difficult for NATO planes to strike them without hurting civilians. So it really is, at this point, a stalemate.
You've used that word stalemate a couple of times. Is there any sense of how long this fighting might last, how long this war might last, how long the U.S. and its NATO allies are prepared to stick it out in Libya?
Well, some people have said weeks or maybe even months. And the sense is, from people I talk with at the Pentagon, is you have to put a lot more military pressure on Gaddafi, maybe more targeted airstrikes. There are also reports that the European Union's drawing up plans to send about 1,000 fighters, troops rather, to help provide humanitarian aid and maybe fight if their work is threatened. Those troops, of course, would add more pressure to Gaddafi. And also officials say they hope all this will end with maybe Gaddafi in exile. There's talks right now that another country will take him, maybe another country in Africa. But at this point, he shows no sign of leaving at all, and that stalemate continues.
And presumably, at some point, NATO would need more weapons. I mean, the USA, we've said it's non-lethal. NATO has said it needs more planes and other supplies.
Right. And NATO, of course, has been pressuring the U.S. to do more, to send more warplanes. But at this point, the U.S. has said those warplanes are on call. And the U.S. at this point shows no sign of taking the lead once again of this effort. They want to keep NATO in the lead here.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom.
You're welcome, Mary Louise.
That's NPR's Tom Bowman.